Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Tuesday, January 9th, 2018 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. And a wild ride it is. Just gets wilder and stranger and more dystopic. I am among the folks who have said this is going to be an interesting year. I believe this year will mark a year when we really, honestly and truly have to make some hardline choices. Some impasses will be encountered by some folks. I think we're starting to see that. So some news stories, and then we'll kind of dig into a couple of things that I keep trying to kind of circle back around to. But you know, I keep coming back to this question: does it really matter? Does it really matter? Which is sort of a recurrent theme. You know, as someone once said, what difference does it make? What difference does this broadcast make was the question that I posed a couple of days after Christmas, really kind of leading into the new year. If living isn't changed, and how does that look? Does it matter if I live a more upright life? Does it matter if you do? When we see, for example, you know, if you caught any of Tommy Lahren's interviews down, I think it was on Venice Beach in the Los Angeles area, that place really, you know, just needs to be another country as far as I'm concerned. I used to live down there back in the early 90s, early to mid 90s, and it's just, you know, it's a different country. And they're very sincere, and they're very passionate people who believe what they're saying, but they don't understand how misguided and manipulated they are. So, you know, speaking of the the issue of sincerity and believing what they say, which they do. I genuinely think they wholeheartedly believe what they're saying, and they're very sincere people. You know, those who would allow themselves to be interviewed and things like that. I'm reminded of Martin Luther King Jr., who said there's nothing more dangerous than sincere ignorance and conscientious stupidity. And that's kind of more and more where we find ourselves in America. I mean, if you watch Idiocracy, it's kind of what it sounds like. They're very sincere but ignorant. They're very conscientious but stupid. There's nothing more dangerous than sincere ignorance and conscientious stupidity. It seems that's where we are in America more and more. And the danger is, it's kind of like sin. The more that you find yourself, you know, immersed in that behavior, the more hard-hearted you become, the more hardened your heart becomes, the more you are sort of impervious to reflection and self-perception. In other words, the less likely you are to see it, because you separate yourself from God. And we seem to kind of be drifting that direction in America. Actually, we're not drifting. We seem to be on a bus headed over the cliff, and we can't get there fast enough. It's faster if you go over the cliff. Then you go faster. Yeah, but there are consequences. So what difference does this broadcast make if living isn't changed? Sure, the secret desires not only to enlighten the people generally, but more importantly, that hearts be drawn or drawn back, whatever the case, to the Lord. That's the secret desire of this broadcast. That's not so secret. I try not to hide that, because I think that's really what matters at the end of the day. But who's to say, right, if this broadcast matters or not? Well, you know, as I mused a couple of weeks ago, if people keep eating, drinking, breathing, watching, doing the same crap, then what difference does it make? And again, who's to say? Well, I pose the idea that individually, as James put it, faith without works is dead. And corporately, I call it Jonah's gospel. Jonah set out a day's journey. Word got back to the king, and the city of Nineveh repented. So, it's interesting. Just as a last thought on that note, I mentioned a couple of days after Christmas, some food for thought, considering perhaps the most notable example of Patrick Henry's anti-federalist remarks at the Virginia Ratification Convention on June 5th, 1788. Do you, as I find the recent attack on purportedly Confederate monuments ironic, and everything that's Confederate? And everything that really stands for liberty and freedom. It's interesting, you know, I think about that every day. My thought this morning was the American Indians, the Native Americans, the people that were here first, they were libertarians. In a sense, you know, they just wanted to be left alone and do a little horse trading and live and let live. And look where that got them. See, these Ivy League pirates, they know that usually folks are too good-natured to put a stop to the nonsense until it's too late in some cases. And so they prey upon that. People's naivety and good-natured disposition. Which always brings me back to the words of some of the folks like Thomas Jefferson or Andrew Jackson or George Washington or folks like that, who said that there is a small class of people that in any group, any society, that will always try to take advantage of and prey upon human nature. You know, the way that Nesta Webster put it, it is difficult to write of these things calmly, for to deceive the people whose simple faith and lack of education, it's just those two things, prevent them seeing whither they're being led, is as cowardly as to guide a blind man into a ditch. Yet this is what these people do over and over again. That's their recipe for success. You know what? If we can find people with simple faith, trusting, who say, you know, yeah, but why would anybody do that? Well, because they know there's an opportunity to take advantage of you. These Ivy League pirates are not like the highwayman, and we'll get into that. They use intrigue and deception, and they come flying the... They're all... Everything they do is false flag, quite frankly. We would know them if they would just fly the Jolly Roger. Oh, here they come. Whether they're wearing suits, whether they graduated from Ivy League universities and come from generations of, you know, blue blood and old money and all that kind of stuff. Doesn't matter. A pirate is a pirate. But what difference does it make? I think it's high time that you started feeling like the life that you live is comporting itself more to your ideals than the other way around. Because I don't know about you, but it gets old fast when you feel like there is overwhelming pressure mounting all around you. And there certainly is. And it's no surprise. And the stories just don't stop. You know, we are, I mean, this network has covered all kinds of stories. You know, I think about back when Aaron Russo made America: Freedom to Fascism, which is a movie. Why aren't we talking about that anymore? I ask that question every once in a while. Why aren't we talking about Freedom to Fascism, America, Freedom to Fascism? Because that's, it's great. You go back and watch it now, and I mean, it's still relevant. But, you know, the microchipping of people. I mentioned yesterday Edward Mandelhouse's alleged quote about people having to register their biometric data. And whether he said it or not, we're definitely headed that direction. Being forced, herded like cattle, you know, like the late great Jack Otto said in his last talk, press down. And it's that pressure that Gary Allen wrote about in Undare Call It Conspiracy, pressure from the top, pressure from the bottom. And like I said yesterday, you know, this rumor, Oprah has said in the past she would never run for president, but suddenly yesterday, yeah, maybe. I mean, if someone tells her, you know, if the same guys in the smoky room that are telling the country who voted for whom, you know, the national election pool, if that is happening, then if somebody who allowed Oprah to have the success that she's enjoyed and reached the level she's enjoyed said, you're doing it, then she's doing it. So unless she wants to oh gosh, what the heck is her name? Oh, yeah. Unless she wants to go the route of Theranos founder Elizabeth Holmes. You know, here's a young lady that's worth almost twice what Oprah is worth. And then Forbes writes the article June 1st of 2016, from $4.5 billion to nothing. Forbes revises estimated net worth of Theranos founder Elizabeth Holmes. How do you go from $4.5 billion to nothing? Well, you don't follow the script. That's how. Anyway, I digress. So the stories are all around us, and I'm tired of being put upon by bad guys, by Ivy League pirates. I don't know about you, but I'm tired of it. There are a number of stories. I'll give you a few headlines, and then we'll move on to other things. This story about computer chips, I can't help but think of, I told you to keep an eye out when Larry Ellison gave that talk. When was that, 2015? The Business Insider story, yeah. Business Insider story that I referred to way back when was October 27, 2015. Oracle's Larry Ellison announced a major new way of securing computers and software applications on Tuesday during his company's giant tech conference in San Francisco. He's not just trying to protect people from what hackers steal today, but the even scarier hacks of the future. And we're hearing about this kind of stuff. Wait until they can manipulate the data. How do you protect against that? And he referred to Stuxnet. And it's reported in the, it's mainstream news. It's a joint U.S.-Israel project known for reportedly destroying roughly a fifth of Iran's nuclear centrifuges. Hey, when was the last time Iran did that to... Oh, yeah, they never have. Huh. But I digress. We'll talk more when we come back. Stick around.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guaranteed. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Feel is their appointed duty. They keep trying to tell me, all you want to do is use me. But my answer, I won't spread.
till you use me up. Until you use me up.
Welcome back.
My brother.
Crazy stories. You know, Iran decided to outlaw English classes in primary schools, the Daily Caller reports. Iran banned teaching English in the nation's primary schools, terming the subject a cultural invasion, according to a BBC report. And they're saying teaching in foreign languages has not been recommended by any means. They're also saying that primary school English, teaching of English before or after normal school hours is a violation. So they're serious, you know, and frankly, I support that. Who cares? Why do we have to meddle? I mean, it's a rhetorical question, but this, you know, when will we wake up as Americans and stop? If we all stop, if we all communicate to one another, if we can reverse this linguistic minimalism that has been imposed on us, foisted upon us, we all do our part. Some people are doing it. Some people are getting knowledged up on their own, stabilizing themselves lest they be stabilized and reconstructed. Why can't these people be left alone to make their own choices? You know, really, when you look at what's happening in the Middle East, I mean, this is a subject that I want to talk about more, but at some point, I'm going to circle back around and talk about this. But, you know, just someone... Mike Tokes actually posted something on Twitter about Iran, and I was shocked because Mike Tokes is usually a pretty well-informed guy, and I was sadly disappointed to see that message. Let me see if I can find that, because it's kind of, you know, sort of stereotypical of what we see, unfortunately. I'll see if I can find it. Anyway, if we would just get knowledged up a little bit, I think it would change many things. We wouldn't allow our children and our loved ones to participate in these awful things that are happening. Things that are, you know, atrocities that are being committed in our names. You know what I'm talking about. Gosh, I wish I could find that. Anyway, I'll keep looking. Maybe in the next break, I'll look for that. But, you know, you see, again, I see headlines today, the Israel nonsense, that conflict. You know, the New York Times reported yesterday, for example, boycott drive put Israel on a blacklist. Now Israel has one of its own. Who cares? You know, you hear that story every day. The Israel-Palestine conflict that has broader implications. It pulls in political Islam. which is an ideology, not a religion. It's not Islam. Just like political Zionism is not Judaism by any stretch of the imagination. And it's not anti-Semitic to say that, because who are the Semites? And that's a term that's been obfuscated. You know, the Naturi Karta don't hate themselves. So, and they're not anti-Semitic. So, anyway, it's that conflict that we see kind of at the center of all of the conflicts that the whole world is being drawn into every day. And to stop doing that, I think, is the right choice for all of us. To wake up to that, to lovingly inform our neighbors.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Chose man.
Welcome back. I don't want to get too far into this, but we'll touch on this for now. So the message in question, Mike Toks posted a tweet back on December 29th that read, "The American citizenry may have lost confidence in nation building, quote unquote, and promoting democracy, quote unquote, around the world, but sooner or later, if not prevented, the conquest of struggling democracies by Islamists will become an issue of our own national security rather it be us than them." Maybe I misunderstood that, but I read it over and over again, and I was extremely disappointed. "The American citizenry may have lost confidence in nation building." Does Mike Toks know what nation building means? Because I think if you're going to talk that kind of talk, the place to go is the military-industrial complex's preeminent premier think tank for definitions. If we're going to define terms, let's go to, you know, the author of the terms. And when it comes to nation building, the RAND Corporation says nation building involves the use of armed force as part of a broader effort to promote political and economic reforms, the object of transforming a society emerging from conflict into one at peace with itself and its neighbors. And some people will say that sounds flowery, but I would remind you that if you look up the definition of terrorism, it sounds very much the same. The use of violence and intimidation in the pursuit of political aims. That's what terrorism is. Nation building involves the use of armed force, violence, to promote political and economic reforms in pursuit of political aims. I mean, it's terrorism. So maybe I don't understand, but it seems to me that what Mike Toks was saying was that this is a good thing, and what's happening in Iran, them basically trying to just be left alone over and over and over again in a variety of ways, is a bad thing, according to guys like Mike Toks, which is extremely disappointing, because Mike is, I believe Mike to be a very intelligent guy, much smarter than I in certain pockets of knowledge and understanding, for sure. So when he tweets, "The American citizenry may have lost confidence in nation building and promoting democracy," quote unquote, democracy is the scourge of the earth, you know, it's the mob. So we're creating mobs around the earth. And, you know, why would any country want to emulate what we have going on in America? It's not, it's a very discordant, chaotic mess that has been stirred up for a reason to continue handing off power to higher and higher levels in dialectical falling forward fashion. Oops. Oh, you know, speaking of the RAND Corporation and game theory, we're being gamed. Promoting democracy is a complete misnomer. It's not a good thing, in other words. But sooner or later, he wrote, "If not prevented, the conquest of struggling democracies by Islamists will become an issue of our own national security, rather it be us than them." The conquest of struggling democracies by Islamists, which is an interesting concept. You know, that who are the Islamists? Iran is much more peaceful and peaceable and less of a terrorist and terrorist maker in the region than certain neighbors. You know, our dearest allies in the region, Israel and Saudi Arabia, are the real terrorist makers. Saudi Arabia infects its neighbors. The majority of the attacks on American soil have come from Saudi Arabia, United Arab Emirates, and Egypt and Qatar. Places that have been infected with the Wahhabi virus. You know, we heard recently, I mentioned how ironic it was that we hear that ISIS is almost entirely destroyed. And, you know, you think, well, okay, that's a good thing, right? Well, all of the experts say, wait, not so fast. Why? Because the Saudi textbooks are still floating around out there and online that have given rise to this infection. That's where the mind virus comes from. So the reason, and it was interesting, so my responses to Mike Tocque's tweet were twofold. First, I wrote, I have utmost respect for you, Mike Tocque, but frankly, everything you just said in this thread is complete BS. I'm actually shocked and dismayed. I thought surely you were joking. And I said, allow me to set the record straight. First, nation building is terrorism by definition. Nation building is not a good thing. The American citizenry may have lost confidence in nation building. If we're going to address nation building correctly, I think we should be horrified by the term. It's terrorism. You are a terrorist, sir. We are nation building. No. That's an erroneous concept. It's an erroneous construct. Hypocrisy at the highest order. So then I replied, the truth is Iran is attacked by the military-industrial complex, the Western military establishment, because A, Greater Israel, the Yanan plan, Wolfowitz doctrine, etc., etc. B, they don't want to give up control of their oil, and they still don't, and they still don't, and they still don't, and they still don't. C, they don't want petrodollars. Never really have. D, they aren't like the Saudi terrorists and terrorist makers because they're Shia, largely. Even Hezbollah is a Shia regime that, you know, there's some convoluted aspects to that. But Iran is Shia, and they reject the Saudi wellspring of Wahhabism and Salafism largely. And because of that, they're not useful to the political establishment that uses that mind virus to infect the societies creeping westward now. Really kind of trying to swallow up the globe and destabilize everywhere. So since Iran doesn't want to comport itself to this Wahhabi Salafi mind virus and harbor the Wahhabi Salafi proxies, like some of the other folks in the region, they are vilified by the Western press. And it's almost that simple. And if you're a bad guy who wants to destabilize the region and basically do what these guys have been doing for the last couple hundred years, then you push this false narrative that they're terrorists and they're really, how many times has America been attacked by Iranian radicals? When was the last time you heard somebody came here and did something? We hear about stuff, you know, the things that the events that we've heard throughout the last several decades, the last seven decades or so, have almost all been CIA-backed coups and regime change operations and psyops and stage terror events. Where is the real? There are examples of America specifically and the West attacking Iran. I mean, one of my favorite examples is going back to Sam Gardner's talk on CNN Situation Room with Wolf Blitzer, in 2006 when he said, we've been operating in Iran for at least 18 months. The evidence is overwhelming. Conducting military operations in Iran. Is Iran doing that here? Below the CNN line, as Sam Gardner put it? You know, we know guys like Patrick Claassen are here. Do we realize in this country how guys like Patrick Claassen endanger you and I with the stupid, awful things that he and his cronies say? Hey, if the Iranians aren't going to compromise, if they're not going to bend to our will, it would be best if someone else started the war. You mean the false flag examples that you give, Patrick? You know, that's what the Business Insider article says, dated September 26, 2012. It's titled, Lobbyist Says Israel Should Create a False Flag to Start a War with Iran. You know, we've heard the stories of the United States military, joint chiefs, you know, top-level brass saying, military brass saying, you know, maybe we should buy some planes or some boats, or, you know, maybe we could paint our stuff up to look like theirs so that we could attack our own stuff, and sure, there'd be a little bit of loss of life, but, you know, then, you know, we stage an event, and just like we always have, And this is why I say things like, you know, when you watch Trevor Aronson's TED Talk, 9 minutes long, and it's titled, How This FBI Strategy is Actually Creating U.S.-Based Terrorists. That's exactly the same MO. His book, The Terror Factory, Inside the FBI's Manufactured War on Terrorism. This is the domestic counterpart of what the CIA does. And then you go back to, I mean, every conflict the United States has fought in, has our entry has been predicated on a false flag staged event. You know, World War I, it's always the same thing. Guys writing letters back and forth, hey, what would happen if... you know, if a ship with a bunch of Americans was sunk, oh, that would definitely get us into the war. Right on. Well, we already have this Sykes-Picot agreement drafted, basically. And so, you know, we've kind of already decided how we want to carve up the region a little bit. Edward Gray writes. So, you know, that might be a good idea. Maybe we could do that. Maybe we could draw the United States into the war, and then we could sort of carve up the region a little bit. Unbelievable. We should play that clip of Patrick Claassen. it's unbelievable. I wonder if I can find that real fast. Probably. Just, I mean, do you realize how guys like Patrick Claassen make life in America and the world unsafe for you and your posterity? I mean, wouldn't you be upset if you were people around the world who were attacked for no reason other than, not surprised. And YouTube has this weird thing going on now. What's with these new messages? The page is completely blanked out, and one is the video is not available. This one now says, the account associated with this video has been terminated due to multiple third-party notifications of copyright infringement. Yeah, we can't tell people that Patrick Claassen is saying that we should attack people for no reason. That's a copyright violation. We can't do that. Holy cow. Let me see if I can find that real fast. I'm sure, yeah, we can find that. Anyway, I might have to wait on that clip for the next segment, but I don't mean to beat a dead horse, but do we understand how Patrick Claussen is destabilizing the world? Who does that? Who thinks like that? Just because think about how awful it is. And he's just a tool. You know? I mean, I was thinking about that this morning. Tommy Lahren is a tool, just like Patrick Claussen. She thinks, and she's, bless her heart, she's, I think, very naive, thinking that, she's the smartest person she knows, and all she's doing is playing into the hands of the forces that she would seek to counteract, ostensibly anyway. Unbelievable. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
Let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back. I want to actually squish a couple of clips together. And so, you know what? Maybe we'll wait till the top of the second hour here in just a minute to do this. The second part of what I want to give you is the way that bad guys justify their bad guy nonsense. And there's kind of an update to this storyline or this thread, as fate would have it. Patrick Claussen and his bad guy buddies at the Washington Institute, who gave that talk back in September of 2012. And the YouTube video, by the way, is titled How to Build U.S.-Israeli Coordination on Preventing an Iranian Nuclear Breakout. So we, you know, the world has the, if we like you, then, you know, you have the luxury of defending yourself. But if not, well, then we can't have that. And people will say, yeah, but that's not what we're talking about. Well, when you get down to brass tacks, that really is kind of what we're talking about. And it's this use of force, this force majeure that has been, you know, again, Martin Luther King Day is coming up, and that's an interesting conversation. By the way, speaking of Martin Luther King Day, this coming Monday, the 15th, is going to be an interesting broadcast. Greg Fernandez Jr. and I are going to do a broadcast, and it's going to kind of tie Martin Luther King and Martin Luther King Day together with David Crowley and what happened there. So anyway, you know, speaking of Martin Luther King, I think of him saying, you know, God has not made America the policeman of the whole world. And seems to me God is saying, America, you've become too arrogant. And so, you know, America is just a proxy. We hear about all these groups, and everyone's playing their role. You know, there are folks who are very good at playing the usurious money game. They typically get ahead. So they play that role. There are others who are good at manipulating people. They play their role. There are others who are great at playing disenfranchised victims. They play their role. Everyone plays their role on this big stage. It's time to stop playing and start getting serious and not allowing ourselves to fall victim to this kind of nonsense. You know, when you feel like you're being led by the nose, chances are you probably are. And that's not good. So I think it's high time we stop doing that. Anyway, this is, you know, generalizing perhaps too much. When we come back, we'll go to these clips that I'm talking about. Stick around. Second hour coming up right after this short break. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. there. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.